What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I love you so much tonight, and I'm grateful to be on here for our time of intercession and prayer. Hallelujah. You know, if there's ever been an hour where we needed to trust God and believe God, that hour is now, because the ends of the world are upon us with the consummation of time. And so this is an hour that we have to pray. As my former pastor always say, he would always say, the ends of the world are upon us with the consummation of time. And it's true. We are indeed in a dark hour, but it's a great hour. It's a dark hour, but it's a great hour. But let me tell you something. Even though it's a dark hour for the world, hallelujah, it is a great hour for the church. He said, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Well, that's true. So this is the hour that we're living in. And I want to say to you that I know that God has called us to this time of intercession. I know that God has called us to this time of prayer. Remember, prayer is for you, but intercession is for others. And I know that God has called us into this time of prayer and intercession for a reason, because the church is the determining power of what happens in the earth. The Bible says, now he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And I believe that's the church. I believe that there are things that are held up. I believe there are things that are stopped, all right, only by the church. Remember in Genesis, when there was destruction and calamity coming to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, and the Bible declares that Abraham went into negotiation with God. Abraham asked God a question and said, is it righteous to destroy the righteous with the wicked? Is it right for you to destroy God's people with the devil's people? And he began to bargain with God. He began to bargain with God in prayer and said, Lord, what about 50? What about 40? What about 30? If you can find 20, if you can find 10 righteous. But he should have went down to one, because God would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah for him and him alone. Do you understand that? That's the power of prayer. That's the power that one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. See, there are things that you can do alone in prayer, but you get more strength, you get more fire, you get more power behind you when you get somebody to intercede with you. Because where two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. We are the determining factor of what happens in the world, but you are the determining factor of what happens in your family, or what happens in your church, or what happens in your community, what happens in your city. Yes, that's something that I'm going to take aggressively. I'm going to really push on that aggressively next year, KCC, that God has placed us in Houston, God has placed us in Charlotte, and God has placed us in Jacksonville. That means that those cities, if no other city, those cities should be different from every city in America because we are there. That's the position we got to take because of the power of prayer and the power of intercession. And we're going to have to get to a place of intercession and prayer where we tap into God like never before, get a burden to pray. See, some of you are praying and you're doing everything you can to get on these prayer calls, but you don't have a burden to pray yet. And I need you to take on a burden to pray so that every time the church door is open and you can pray, you're in there praying, praying at midnight, praying during the day. And that's another commitment I'm making, especially if ever I'm in a city, whatever city I'm in. If I'm in Charlotte, the church will be open and we'll be seeking the face of God. You'll always be able to come to the church, whether it be midnight, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I'm going to keep the church open. If I'm in Houston, the church will be open. If I'm in Jacksonville, the church will be open. We'll be in prayer. We're calling on the name of the Lord, because we understand the power of intercession. See, some of you, prayer has to stop being a part of your life. It has to be stopped being something that you just do every now and then. There's a breakthrough. He said, I will hear you in this place. Amen. Of course, you can get breakthroughs at your home. But when a building has been given to the Lord, there's another kind of breakthrough that comes as a result of being in the temple and in the sanctuary. And so we're going to have to get a passion to pray and a desire to pray, because it is our prayers that can stop things, that can shift things, that can turn things, that can move things, that can only be done in prayer. Now, let me tell y'all why y'all got to get serious about this, because I just told y'all this morning on the prayer line that I felt changed. I said, there's a change coming in D.C. I said, something is going to come where folk are going to be asking, who is the president and who is the vice president? Well, on today, because President Joe Biden went under anesthesia for 85 minutes, guess who became the president? Kamala Harris. She was president for 85 minutes, just like that. I said, I can't explain it. I don't know what it is, but this is the beginning of something. They are setting her up. And I say this to you prophetically. You shall begin to hear great conversation about a female president in the days to come. They're setting this thing up. We are in a dangerous hour, and the only way this is going to change is through prayer and through intercession. And so I need you to ask God to give you a spirit of prayer and a spirit of intercession. Amen. Halabosha. We ask God to give you a desire to pray. He said men ought always to pray and don't faint. What that means? Don't get tired of it. Don't get discouraged about it. Let it be your lifestyle. Let it be your passion. Let it be your desire. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Well, we know that God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said it, shall he not do it? Have he spoken, shall he not make it good? We're going to pray. Get adamant about prayer. Get aggressive about prayer. My God, we're getting ready to pray. And what we're praying today, we are coming against delay. Now, y'all better hear me today, because I'm on fire and I feel something good getting ready to happen in God's people's life. But we are canceling delay. We are dismantling the spirit of delay. I'm going to pray. And when I get done praying this first prayer, I believe Pastor Butler's on here. I'm going to give Pastor Butler the opportunity to pray and do about two prayer points, and then I'll end it again. And then, of course, you know, we go into our time of rest for Saturday and Sunday, but it's not rest from prayer. It's rest from the line. We're preparing ourselves, because I'm telling you, your prayers are shifting things. And you got the decree that by the end of the 30 days and beyond, by the end of these 30 days, that things are shifting, that you're not accepting any things anymore. All right? The kingdom of God suffers violence, and it is the violent who take it by force. You got to make up in your mind that where I am, I'm not going to be here for the rest of my life. The devil is a liar. I need you to become aggressive about the salvation of your family, aggressive about the deliverance of your children, aggressive about your prosperity, your healing, your breakthrough, your sanity, your holiness, amen, your sanctification. I need you to become intentional about it. So I want you to lift your voice, say in the name of Jesus, I dismantle the spirit of delay assigned to my life, and I declare breakthroughs now. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the stronghold of delay. I override the spirit of delay. I come against every delay that is attached to my financial increase, every delay that is attached to my healing, every delay that is attached to my deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I read through the books of the Bible, I notice that you move suddenly, you move immediately, you move straightway. So in the name of Jesus, I decree that you are moving suddenly, immediately, and straightway. God, I gather together a threefold cord of suddenly, immediately, and straightway. Your word declares that a threefold cord is not easily broken. I release suddenly, I release immediately, and I release straightway over my finances, over my promotion, over my healing, over my breakthrough. I dismantle the spirit of delay. I destroy the spirit of delay. I command the spirit of delay to receive fire. I overturn the strong man of delay that has hindered my breakthrough, that has hindered the salvation of my son, the salvation of my daughter, the salvation of my sister and my brother. I declare no longer will their salvation be delayed. No longer will the growth of KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Houston be delayed. I come against every delay. I dismantle every delay. I interrupt. I overturn. I intercept every delay. And I declare a breakthrough now. I declare breakthrough now. According to Psalm 118, you said, I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord, send now prosperity. Send now breakthrough. Send now a turnaround. Send now deliverance. Send now resources. Send now a breakthrough. Hey, Helebosha. Send help now from the sanctuary in the name of Jesus. As I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you that delay is smitten. I thank you that delay is scattered. You spirit of delay, be scattered. Hey, 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 lift your voice, church. Open your mouth on this line and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to intercede. Open your mouth and begin to cancel the spirit of delay. Dismantle the spirit of delay. Interrupt the spirit of delay that's hindering the promotion of your son, the promotion of your daughter, that's hindering revival from coming to this city, from coming to the nations of the earth. Father, in Jesus' name, every power, every principality that is delaying our release, may that principality be bound in the name of Jesus. Father, we saw in the word in Daniel chapter 10 that the prince of Persia delayed Daniel's answer. The devil is a liar. May every principality be ekodo ukada likeni litalumandalahazia zivundilini kikala londinini andala obasha halabohoshata amelemo sukuma. May every principality be dethroned. I dethrone every principality. I make a show of every principality. May every principality be spoiled. May every principality be spoiled. According to Colossians 2, I spoil every principality, and I make a show of them openly. And I declare by the divine word of God, by the superior blood of the cross, I command the spirit of delay, receive fire, receive fire. Receive fire, receive fire. I dethrone you, I dethrone you, I dismantle you, and declare that your power is uprooted, your power is taken. I render your words, I render your curses to no avail, and I declare that the spirit of delay is broken. It is broken over our finances, it is broken over our promotion, it is broken over our progress. In the name of Jesus, I will prevail, I will progress, I will go forward, I will not be stopped, I will not be blocked. Send now help, send now finances, send now houses, send now cars, send now deliverance, send now breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Kotobo kubashalamande, elebashata, handalabaho solobo kutaya. That's the butler, you can take it, do about 2 prayer points, then I'm coming in to beat the devil down some more with his ugly self.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Pastor. Yes, butler. Sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We are getting ready to thank God and give him the glory. And we're getting ready to fight the prince of the power of the air against the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. And of course, you know that it says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but rather of love, power, and of a sound mind. We are coming against, we are sitting, and we are demolishing right now. We're warring against the spirit of fear that comes to bring torment, comes to bring uneasiness, anxiety, worriation, frustration, and aggravation. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now that you are always a very present help in the time of trouble. God, you said, Lamb of God, Father, we can believe all things are possible to us who believe. But we come against the assassin to our faith. We come against the adversary of our faith, and that is the spirit of fear. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice right now that they would, Lord, release every anxiety. You decreed to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. You told us to commit our way unto you, trust also in you, and you would bring it to pass. Father, you said, who is he that would do evil to him that serves you? So God, we are, Lord, standing in boldness now. And I'm praying, Father, that anyone and everyone that have been, Lord Jesus, under this diabolical, hideous, demonic activity of fear that have brought anxiety and worriation and causing them to imagine things that does not even exist, be broken now in the name of Jesus. Be broken now. We command you. We're not asking. We are not, amen, bless God, pleading. We thank you, Lord. You have given us authority. You've given us power over all the power of the enemy. So we cripple, we disannul, and we sit and dismantle every spirit of fear, anxiety, worriation, frustration, aggravation, spirit that would keep people up now, hallelujah, from receiving the word of God. We come against you in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that no weapon, to include the spirit of fear, the spirit of torment, the spirit of worriation. Father, I come against every spirit that would fight our children's sleep, fight their Lord Jesus Christ desires to be successful and accomplish that which you would have them to see and do. Lamb of God, by the power of a miracle, you have not given us a spirit of fear, therefore we resist it. You said, resist the devil and he would flee. We go now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every man, every woman of God on this line, everyone that's connected to them, their husbands, their wives, their children, their sons, their daughters, Lord. Father, we shall not be afraid. We're not afraid of success. We're not afraid of, hallelujah, going through the valley and coming out and fearing no evil. We are not afraid of what man can do under hey, glory, glory. God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we refuse to receive an evil report of unbelief. We cast down the report that would cause us to receive the darkness territory of fear, that would back us in the corner and make us, Lord, paralyzed and neutralized. Today, hey, by the power of the blood, by the word of the living Christ, hallelujah, by the exaltation of your name, we decree and we declare, Father, hallelujah, we believe, God, that it shall be, even as you've spoken unto us, and what shall be. We shall be victorious. We shall be successful. We shall be overcomers. In the name of Jesus, their children are coming out. Their children are blessed. The business deal is in their hand. Father, thank you. They will not be fired from their job. Thank you. Every provision is made. We will not fear. God, every care is cast upon you. Hallelujah, because you care for us. Oh, glory. La Simenoko, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The last prayer point that I want to do real quickly, amen, is 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. And I want us to catch this by the Spirit of the living God. 2 Thessalonians, and I think it's in chapter 3, if I'm not mistaken. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And I begin reading at verse, hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and let's start at verse number 3. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Amen. We're praying that we would have the spirit of obedience, that we would have the spirit of obedience to leadership. We've got a mandate from heaven. Amen. We've got a direction from God through the man of God. Amen. And we're asking God to help us to submit, surrender, and obey, and to do it willingly. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. God, that your word is a lamp to our feet, it's a light to our path. Hallelujah. We thank you for the bearers of the word. We thank you for our set man. Thank you for the visionary, Prophet Brian Kahn. Hallelujah. And I pray, Father, that you would stir every heart, every mind that's connected to this ministry. Hallelujah. Either by reason of being under this umbrella, either by reason of CCIF, or those connected, Lord Jesus, online, and Lord Jesus, connected by those who are connected. Father, that we would take heed to the word that is said. Father, let the spirit of obedience come upon us. whatever he say to do, calls us to do it. To trust in his mouth as it is the mouth of God. Thank you, Lord. Whatever is asked, we will do. Whatever, Lord, is required, we will meet. Whatever, Lord Jesus said, we will submit. We will succumb. God, we pray the spirit of obedience to fall upon your people, Lord. Because you said, Lord, if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. So therefore, I'm praying, Father, that you would grant unto your people, hallelujah, an obedient spirit, even as the apostle said, that we have confidence in the Lord concerning them, Lord, that they will both do and will do the things which were commanded, hallelujah, by Prophet Brian Kahn. We thank you that we have the monies we need. We thank you that the doors of opportunity are open. We thank you that favor is our portion. And we thank you, Lord, that crooked things are made straight and rough places are made smooth. Valleys are being pulled down and hallelujah, bless God. Valleys are being lifted up and how mountains are being pulled down. We thank you now, Lord, God, that the better is at the end of a thing better than the beginning. So we have an air expectation. Hallelujah. For one Lord January, use him in a mighty way. God, but prepare our hearts. Give us preparation for the visitation. Let our minds be soaked. Let it be drenched in the pool of submission and obedience in the name of Jesus, that we might keep our family, that those connected to us might receive the blessing. Hallelujah. By default, because we stood in the gap and made up the hedge, because we submitted, hallelujah, and you will bless our children and our children's children and those that are connected to us because of our obedience to the word and the man of God. Father, we give you glory and praise right now. We decree and declare that it's right now done. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every doubting thought. We come against the wandering of the mind. We corral our thoughts back in and put them up under the blood and put them into the word that says, Lord, hallelujah, submit to them that have the rule over us. Thank you, Lord. We decree it. We declare it. We have expectation. Oh, glory, glory. We're excited, Lord, for what you're going to do because of our obedience in Jesus' name.
There's a fire. There's a fire. My God, you must have that fine Holy Ghost, that burning thing that keeps the prayer wheel turning. All right, we're going to pray one last prayer. Because I know this by divine intervention. I know this by divine insight and revelation that some of you have been going through some attacks in your body. There's been some attacks in your health, attacks in your voice, attacks in your strength. But we are breaking every sickness today. We are praying for your health. We are praying for your bodies. We are praying for your strength, especially you all that are praying. If you are praying, you are dealing with resistance. You are dealing with warfare. You are dealing with attacks. The devil's job is to attack you. Why? Because if he can attack you, he can stop you from praying. Come after your voice. Come after your health. How you know? I know because he's coming after me. But he's dumb. He's defeated. He's a bastard. And he don't have a father. Halebo shukumaya. So raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I command healing to my body. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you're still in the healing business. And I thank you that according to your word, healing is the children's bread. And in the name of Jesus, I invoke the power of the stripes of Calvary. I thank you that the healing virtue of Christ is responding right now to every disease, every infirmity, every sickness, every function, every dysfunction in the body. I thank you that the healing virtue of Christ is responding to it right now. Father, by divine authority, let every curse responsible for every condition in that body, every curse that has been spoken, every curse that has came from the bloodline, every curse that came, hallelujah, through ignorance, that came from a witch, from a wizard, from a medium, by divination, by seances, by crystal balls and crystallomancies, by voodoo dolls and witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, may every curse responsible for that condition be revoked, be revoked, be revoked, be revoked. I command every reoccurring affliction, every reoccurring sickness, every reoccurring attack in the body be revoked. I cancel you. I destroy you. Hey, I curse you by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the cross, and in the name of Jesus, I command them to be forgiven of every original sin. I command them to be released from every consequence of sin, every sin of omission, every sin of commission, any sin that they committed that brought that infirmity. May the iniquity of their fathers not be held against them, and on the account of the blood of Christ, I command you to be acquitted in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off of God's people. Let them go. I command them to be healed. From the top of their head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, I command healing to my body. I command healing. I command healing to my body. I speak to the body. Migraine headaches, be healed. Cancer, be healed. Problems in the breast, be healed. Problems in the shoulder, be healed. In the back, in the spine, in the lower abdomen, in the legs, in the knees, in the feet, I command you to be healed. Hey, 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 woman with issues of blood, I command it to dry up, dry up, dry up, dry up. Palabosha, I command tumors to dissolve. I command cysts be destroyed. I command wounds to open up. I speak to that problem in your eye, that problem in your ears, that problem in your brain. Hey, 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 be healed, be healed, be healed. Hey, halaboshata, lemandili mikutalahaya. Hey, halaboshata, I command healing from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Healing in my family, healing in my bloodline, healing to my children, healing to my mother and father, nieces and nephews, husbands and wives, be healed, be healed, be healed. Hey, melebo shokobo, brukalili mikitaya, lift your hands and receive your healing. Command healing to your body. Command healing to your sister that's in the hospital. Command healing to your brother that's sick right now. COVID, the Lord rebuke you. Inflammation, the Lord rebuke you. Hey, 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 hey. I command all swelling to go. I command tiredness to go. I command weariness to go. I speak strength to the body, leg strength, belly strength, back strength, mind strength. Hey, 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 hey. Malabashata, ekandalabaho. I speak to the lungs. I speak to the chest. I speak to the body, and I command the healing. Yambababo. Babi Bian Kalamo, Lokola Dablaba Lakataya, Lakandilimi Azoya, Lekandilimi Azoya, Lukuvala, Lebandili Kitaya, Brankele Mandala Hoba, Kaya, Kaya, Kaya. May every sickness be rebuked, every infirmity be rebuked, every cancer be rebuked, every virus be rebuked, every fever be rebuked. Be healed, be healed, be healed on the account of the blood in the name of Jesus. Woo! Shaya! Hama Hoshe! Hilelebandalahaya! Miracles have just happened. Miracles just happened on this phone. Kaya! Hatalamo Sheke! Likandele Bohoba! Hababaya! Handinini Anzalobokota! I say miracles just happened. Your strength is restored. Get up and be healed right now. Walk around and be healed. Pain is leaving your aches. Pain is leaving your knees. Mama Makasha. Pain is leaving your legs. Pain is loosening your back. Pain is leaving you right now. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Tayabashata. Likandele me. Lemandili bi adala hazia. Zivundili mikia. Somebody keep having reoccurring boils. Those boils are leaving now. Hey, Malabashaka, Lika Shukuma, Denkele di Azia. Lift your hands and command healing. Declare healing. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Oroboshata. This stuff ain't going to take no long time, y'all. I'm telling you what God said. God said it. I'm telling you what the Holy Ghost said. He said it. Alabasha kalamanda alabasa. He said it be soto de be shika. He said delay is gone. He said delay is gone. Ura la ba ba banda la ba kakala banda la di asia. He said delay is gone. Delay is dismantled. Right now, without hesitating, there are 50 people. Obian shaka. My God, I feel the anointing. Elele bobo soto le manda. Le mande le mekira la alabasa. Sandio, mambe bebebi eshekemondo, mikundi mikikaya. There are 50 people right now. Please don't miss this. I'm telling you, delay is about to be broken off of your life. You're sowing a seed of $118.25. But everybody on this call that can sow $18.25, do it now while that anointing is flowing. Go to $PBCJR. Go to $ Kingdoms in the culture. Doesn't matter. But sow that seed. Sow it on the app. You can give it by cash, credit card, or check. Go to the website, briankarn.com. But right now, Malabashaka. Yes, Lord, I heard that. So I will try to get in on this in the next 18 minutes. Come on, before 7 o'clock hits. Y'all, do y'all see that I prophesied that thing this morning? And before the day was out, that thing came to pass. You know why? Because delay is dismantled. But there's several of you right now sowing that seed. $PBCJR. Don't miss it. Biba babolo bolo dolo bolo kulala la maka Sunday. There, come on, don't miss this. But everybody on this call right now, sow that seed of $18.25. Do it, do it, do it now. Do it while the anointing is flowing. But there's 100 of you right now. I said there's 100 of you right now. You're sowing a seed of $118.25. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, there's 50 of you. I'm sorry. There's 50 of you that's sowing $118.25. Hallelujah. Might have been the Lord saying 100, but I really felt that they're strong. I know that there's 50 of you who's supposed to sow a seed of $118.25. Don't miss this. Hallelujah. Everybody that can is sowing that seed of $18.25. Sow it for your business. Sow it for yourself. Sow it for your marriage. Sow it for your family. Always give your seed an assignment. Give it a name. Sow your seed in faith. Sow it. Sow it now because delay is over. Healing is taking place. Make sure you go to the website at briankarn.com and testify about your healing. Somebody got healed. I say somebody got healed. Ha! We invoke the blood of the cross. We invoke the stripes of Calvary. You just received your healing right now. I'm telling what I know about the spirit. Somebody just got healed. Mende, malama shakalamandi asia. Somebody just got a major healing. Ilala mahosha. So you're sowing your seed of $18.25. And I told them there's 50 of you giving $118.25. Sow your seed in faith. Watch what God is doing. Watch the doors that are opening, the chains that are breaking, things that are happening for you, how that God is getting ready to blow your mind beyond your imagination. Lobo ko shobo kubasha labasa, selemanda la kialamando. Delay is dismantled. Y'all, I have a fire burning on the inside of me because I know that 2022 is going to be a great year for you. How you know? Because you commanded it and you declared it. God already gave me my message for the service for watch night. My God, I can't wait to preach it. My God, if you don't plan on having a move of God, don't come. But we're coming to receive. We're going to have a watch night service. And my God, I think after watch night, we're going to have another prayer service that night. The first day in January, we need to pray. We need to command things into our gear. All right? And then the 14th and the 15th. The 14th and the 15th will be in Mobile, Alabama, with Pastor Charles Buchanan, Prophet Buchanan. I'm telling you what I know. This is getting ready to be one of the greatest years of your life. You've not seen increase. But just because I'm saying it don't mean it's going to happen. You got to pray it through. You got to declare it. You got to decree it. You got to get adamant about your faith. You got to get adamant about your delay, adamant about your turnaround, adamant about your destiny. You got to get aggressive. It is the kingdom of God that suffers violent, but the violent take it. Stop being cute. Stop being timid. Stop being shy and go after your deliverance. So right now I'm challenging 50 of you to sow that seed of $118.25. And every one of you that can sow an $18.25 seed, sow now. Sow in faith, believing God for the miraculous. And guess what? I know on January the 1st, watch night, 500 of you, that's right, 500 of you are bringing $500 cash. I said 500 people are bringing $500 cash, and you're coming one by one, and I'm making a declaration over your life. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord for your life for next year, month by month. God don't lie. God don't tell no lies. He's a man of his word, and he does what he says. God, if I was you, I would do it. Somebody say, can I sow one for as a family? You can, but let me tell you something. If I was married, I would give mine. My wife would give hers. Amen. We're sowing like never before. Brothers are sowing. Men are sowing. We believe in God for breakthrough. Father, I thank you for increase. I thank you for divine increase. Lilili alaman shakalamandolo bubibiasa. Yende ineni ankalamandola kosaya. Hey, me shete, e shete, ashatina. Likandili mikikolobo undala hazaya. Hey, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the miracles and the blessing that are being released. Go to the website, briancarn.com, and make sure you go there. And what you're going to do, you're going to testify of your healing. Amen. I get to see somebody this weekend. We got church in Jacksonville, Charlotte, Houston. I look forward to a move of God. I look forward to a manifestation of power and God showing himself strong in the life of his people. Hey, ma shaka. Ha! Milele banda la kida la bakasai. Oh, ma na 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 la mandolo boko da 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 basha. It is so. I said it is so. Delay is broken. The spirit of fear is dismantled. And I think Pastor Butler tapped into something because there's fear of losing your job. Some of you are not taking the vaccine. And because of that, there's a fear. But I'm telling you, trust God. All right? Trust God. Everybody I know in KCC who's been trusting God, God been blowing their mind. The exceptions that are being made for them. Why? Because you have the blessing. Yes, that you have the blessing. And because you have the blessing, there are exceptions made for you. Ma shata. Handala ba shata la ba kandili bi korobo so tora ba sha. The exceptions for you, young lady, young man. I don't care what they saying they're going to do to everybody else. That don't apply to you because you have the blessing. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Check out Instagram. Soon as you hang up, Instagram, Sister Joy is going to be posting. She would have posted it early, but the devil been trying to beat her down too today. But I beat him up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shelebe krestebe onkolo montuli mikikada. Inala la manda la mahaya. My God, the spirit of delay has been dismantled. We got to pray for this country. Pray. I saw everything shut down again. Everything shut down. Told you. I said, I see everything shut down. I don't know if it's going to be for a day, But everything going to be shut down. It's coming again. Don't know when, but everything's going to be shut down. I am praying for you. You are blessed. You are anointed. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. I look forward to seeing you Saturday. We have service in Houston. Sunday morning. Amen. And service in Jacksonville. Sunday afternoon, service in Charlotte. And I want y'all to put y'all faith out there with me. I'm believing God by next Friday. Hallelujah. I say by next Friday, Makashuma. I say by next Friday, I'm going to have that plane. We got work to do for God. So I have the plane. Come on, prophesy to me. Come on, decree it right now. Say, Prophet Khan, you have the plane. Duh! In the name of Jesus. I sure do. And it ain't for me, it's for ministry. Amen. I said it's for ministry. I said it is for ministry. My God, there will be no more delay. This thing is being released right now. Thank God for connecting me with the right people. You can just say something. They say, yes, sir, man of God, we'll make it happen. That's a blessing. And I'm declaring the favor of God over you all's life. Now, listen, one more thing I want to say to you. Some of you in here desire to be happy and desire to be fulfilled. And God's going to do it for you. But the spirit of fear will hinder you from walking in what God has for you. You know, you just got to do it. A person who's scared of heights, you just going to have to go get on top of that, going to have to get up there. You scared to fly, get on that plane. I'm saying that to somebody who wants to come to the meeting on January the 1st and you've never flown before. How you got the Holy Ghost and you scared to get on a plane? What's your problem? Say, yeah. See, you need somebody to look at you and tell you all that Holy Ghost you got and you're afraid? God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound. You think I'm going to let a plane stand between me and my breakthrough? You think I'm going to let an airplane stand between me and my obedience to the man of God? How you scared to fly? And one day when you see Jesus, you're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. I tell that to y'all that's scared of dogs. What you scared of dogs for? And God gave you dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Do you know who you are? See, you got to stop letting fear come in. Because, see, when you open that spirit of fear into your life, all kind of things break. And a lot of times what we think we're being cautious about is really a spirit of fear that is dressed up in caution. Just like me helping people, thought I was doing it by being a giver, but it was really an inadequacy that was being dressed up, right? You fear something, just do it. Go after it. Go after it. Then stop being fearful to be in relationships with friends. Stop being fearful to date again. Fearful. All right, that's the spirit of fear. Fearful to get a job. Fearful to be committed to something again. Committed to a church because of what you went through. That fear. If you stay in fear, I promise you, you're opening a door for all kind of things happening in your life. I don't need my hedge down. My God, whosoever breaketh the hedge, the serpent will bite. And I cannot afford to have nothing in my life hindered, right? So I'm telling you right now in the Holy Ghost, let's obey God. Let's trust him. Let's believe him for the supernatural and thank him for what he's about to do in our life. You are blessed. You are anointed, young man, young woman. I said you are blessed and anointed, young man, young woman. You will not be destroyed because God is the greatest power. You shall never be defeated. All this weekend, cancel delay. All this weekend, cancel the spirit of fear. All this weekend, command healing to your body. Hey, you are healed. My God, your lungs are opening up right now. Congestion is being rebuked. Head colds, virus and fevers are fleeing your body now because you were healed 2,000 years ago at Calvary's cross. Receive that healing now. And walk in your miracle and watch. And command that breakthrough to come in your life and let delay be dismantled. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You are more than a conqueror. You got the blessing. You are multi, multi, multi. I command your millions to no longer be delayed. I curse delay against all money that belongs to KCC, Charlotte, Jackson, and Houston. Every millionaire, every lawyer, every judge, every doctor that's supposed to be there, I cancel delay and declare you are coming now. Every pastor who's supposed to be under this umbrella, God, we cancel delay and declare that 2022 is the year that more pastors and more churches will come under this anointing and people who are serious. In the name of Kamanda Lakudala Bakasia, in the Labahaya. In the name of the Andala Makukundi Limikikatab. Come on. I'm telling you, we cancel delay. You are being healed. You are healed by the wounds in his side. Receive your house now. Amen. We prayed for credit scores to go up at the shutting, and it happened. 30 points, 40 points, 50 points. Amen. God's going to do it. Nothing is impossible. So sow your seed and trust God. And I look forward to seeing you. My God, I'm ready for the miraculous. Watch night. It's going to be awesome. I'm talking about like you've never seen before. Ready for that glory to sweep in that place. God to do the supernatural. Lord, it's you we desire. It's your presence we want more than anything. I cannot be the same next year. So may the cycles of delays be broken. Handalaba, kondalaba, kudala mande. Mendelebe kikundo lobo kutalaba kasia. Sirebe bashanda. Woo! Shadabanda laba kurobo soto derebe. Hilala baba ya handala masi. You'll be able to go to Instagram and social media and see what Sister Joyce put up concerning that prophetic word. God is faithful. I love y'all. I'm praying for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm stirred. More grace.